I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We head out to the fan hotline to welcome on college basketball on Fox's. The man's got 75 jobs. He's also Cleveland's own John Fanta, who joins us every single Tuesday at 4 p.m. Hi, John. How you doing?
Good afternoon, fellas. I'm doing great. Good to be with you. Here we go.
Would you care to relitigate Kevin Stefanski versus Stephen Vogt and see who's winning that debate today?
I would love to. Let's get ready to rumble.
Today's not the day.
I feel like today could be the day.
This is not a victory lap for Stefanski day. It was a third preseason game. You called me nasty things on a text message thread because I was getting excited about a third preseason game.
He had a point.
Then the quarterback, like Gabriel, looks good, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, Stefanski's the greatest coach of all time. Stefanski, give him his flowers because people like Adam Schein say nice things about him. Come on, Fanta, get real.
You know what's funny? I was not going to go down this road and start to criticize who I will now be calling all throughout the season, three-win Wilson.
Whoa.
Three-win Wilson, who tried to take this conversation and turn it into a fight between Peterlin and I. And Peterlin and
John.
I are not letting it happen today, three-win Wilson.
He literally just yelled at you.
It's like three-finger Mordecai Brown. It's three-win Wilson.
And I just did it with a finger point in my car as I talked to you, three-win Wilson.
Which finger?
You can take a good guess, okay? And it wasn't my pinky or my thumb. No, the fact is, it's not. What is funny about the coaching debate is, it's for a different day, but here's Kenny Atkinson just standing to the side while we battle with these two coaches. I don't know. That's for a different day. We got bigger fish to fry.
We do have a little bit of NBA news to pass along, by the way. We haven't gotten to it yet. Max Strus is going to miss 3 to 4 weeks with, I guess we're just supposed to know all of these terms now. I love when Shams Charania goes way inside the Cleveland Clinic by going in. It was a Jones fracture as opposed to a Simmons fracture or a Williams fracture. So we'll have more on that as the show goes on.
Three to four months,
going to be a while.
That's tough.
Is it bad that I just don't care about this injury? I love Max. He'll be healthy. He'll be ready by December.
So will Darius.
We wish Max Strus the best, obviously, in his recovery. We care about his health, of course. But, yeah, I mean, the Cavs offseason was kind of a blah. They're going to run it back with the core that they've got, and I don't fault them for that, and we'll see. Again, that's probably for a different day. We've got a roster, fellas.
That's true.
We got fish to fry, John. What fish do you want to fry?
Well, I mean, I like... I like a great Lake Erie perch. I really do. So let's fry some perch. Go
easy with the pandering there, Ken Carmen.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you're not a fan not of that East Coast? Oh, none of this like ocean-led catch. Oh, give me some Lake Erie fish. Okay.
You know, you're trying to loop me in for a second straight week to go at the morning show, and I've already got Carmen claims on X that he and Zach Jackson have had bets on Browns over under win total, and I don't think Carmen's always paid up his bets, and that's why I've got the Fox 8 I team on the case.
I finally got him to turn on him. This is good.
You know, Fantas, I mean, it's wild concept betting on over unders of the local football team. I mean, wild.
Yeah, you would never.
Look, I would never.
Who else but the original Ken Carmen could think of such a great idea to bet over-unders of the local football team?
Yeah, right. Well, I tried last week to bet on the over-under of the football team.
No, you didn't. You said they were going to win six wins, which is the limpest projection ever when the win totals are 6.5.
Well, wait. Here's a good bet for this team. Will they use more quarterbacks in games they win?
Ooh, will they have more preseason wins than they do regular season wins?
I don't think that. I mean, when I look at the roster, when I look at this roster, I'm just curious to like what is up with the backfield? To me, it's obviously they're bringing in another running back, but when you see that. And the Judkins thing, that is an elephant in the room for so many reasons. But that's concerning because when Kevin Stefanski's Browns have been most successful, they've had a pretty dang good running attack. And if you look at the roster, the first thing you would say, even somebody that wasn't as familiar with this football team would say, what in the Lord's name is happening at running back for this team? But, guys, like, I just think I think what's interesting about the last 24 hours to me is that they finally admitted what I think a lot of us were thinking. What was the point with Kenny Pickett? What was the whole maybe they clearly had some sort of a thought process with him playing a role for this football team. But when he got hurt, I was thinking to myself, what is the point? Because – the goal of this year, big picture, is does either one of these rookies, as rough as Shador was, and there's people that are walking all over him and whatnot, when he was good, those people were silent. So I'm not going to get into – we can go into that, but I don't go into all that of, like, burying Shador today. What is the goal, right? I think we all – disagree with me if you want. We all would agree if the Browns find out one of their rookies actually has real upside and could be a franchise quarterback option, that is the biggest objective to this season, is it not?
Yeah. It would be the best thing if we found out that they were like great, for instance.
Or definitive, either way they're either trash or they're awesome.
Well, if they're trash, then that would confirm what our thoughts were on draft night, which is what the heck are they doing drafting Dylan Gabriel in the third round? Now, you can't say on this Tuesday afternoon, I mean, you can, but I think you would look foolish. You can't say, oh, great pick, bad pick, okay pick. It's too early. But I have come away from his two preseason performances more encouraged by Dylan Gabriel than I've been upset by Dylan Gabriel. I think Dylan Gabriel has done some very good things, some things that I actually did not even know if I would expect coming into things. The arm looks good. The ability to get rid of the ball looks pretty solid. Does that mean that he's prone from mistakes? No, it does not at all. But you can't replace game reps. In those games, preseason games that are not against ones, I would say overall, Dylan Gabriel, if you're giving him worse than a B on his preseason, I think you're a hater. I think he's been solid, if not good, and encouraging for this football team, big picture. And we're going to see him. We're going to see him by probably week 6, if not sooner. We are going to see Dylan Gabriel lace it up for the Cleveland Browns. The Kenny Pickett trade last night more than confirmed that.
Okay, so you would buy into the idea that, and I think the Browns are betting on this with the trade of Kenny Pickett, that Dylan Gabriel's ready to see some prime NFL games.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, what's the point of playing Pickett in prime NFL games if this? Because if you're going to Pickett, it means this football team is bad, which a lot of us are saying that they're going to be trending in that direction. Why would I start Kenny Pickett valuable games and hold off the inevitable? Unless it was like a week two in Baltimore situation, I don't want to rush Dylan Gabriel out there. Mm-hmm. But I hope that Joe Flacco is standing upright still after week one, and I think he will, and you guys know my thoughts, and I'm calling my shot again. I think the Browns are going to win week one. I think Stefanski is going to deliver one of those performances that says, I'm tired of hearing it about how poor I am. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be great in week eight, but I'm saying I think that that's a motivated team. He's got that group fighting with a chip on their shoulder in week one. They come out and they put together a performance against the Cincinnati franchise that has notoriously been bad in week one and two the last 4 or 5 years. I think that Gabriel can be made for the big moment, and why not? Why not try to find that out sooner rather than later? I don't want Dylan Gabriel's first start as a Cleveland Brown to come when it's snowing outside in mid-December. Like, I just don't. With the way that this season goes in all likelihood, to me, it would have made no sense to go Joe Flacco to then go Kenny Pickett for 4 or 5 games and then say, you know what, the Browns are now prepared to start Dylan Gabriel. I would have said, why didn't we just start Dylan Gabriel before then? And then I can find out. I can be willing to live with more mistakes. I got a little bit more time to find out if he's any good. And I can actually figure something out rather than delay the inevitable of starting Pickett. I know what your follow-up question could be, but that is my answer on this.
John Fanta on the fan hotline here with Nick and Jonathan. We obviously have talked a lot of Guardians with you as well. Have you given up on the Guardians in the wild card race after this latest abhorrent stretch?
I have given up, yes. I'm throwing in the towel. The back-to-back losses to Arizona, primarily the series finale, a game that the Guardians really should have won because you had an incredible start for a debut from Parker Messick, and you blew it. And then you follow that up, and I thought, well, you know, they're not completely dead yet. And you go to Texas, and I think if there was a definitive nail in the coffin, it was the ninth inning on Friday night, which for those who didn't watch, the game ended. That the bottom of the ninth inning on Friday night, a game in which the Guardians were ahead. Mm-hmm. The ninth inning, the bottom of the ninth went about 3.5 minutes. It was literally three swings of the bat to give Texas the tie and then the win. And I thought to myself, that is it for this team. This has been a failure of a season. It's been a major disappointment for this organization. It is their worst season since 2012. You know, you'd have to go pre-Francona when you're talking about how rough this has been. And I think the vibes right now are as bad as they've been since Manny Acta was the manager of the Indians. I think for this Guardians team, like, the money that they did have, I didn't like the way that they spent it in the off season. And I think in the big picture, I don't put the blame on Stephen Vogt. There you go, Peterlin. Like, I'm not a Vogt hater. I think Stephen had a really incredible first season at the helm. I think that there's circumstances to the culture that Terry Francona built and he took over, but he left his mark and the guys clearly respect him. And in exchange with the player last night, that's people that are ticked off. I'd be more upset if there were no emotions. You know, Bybee doesn't have room to talk. He's been bad in recent weeks. The Guardians are paying him like he's their ace. He's not an ace, and he certainly isn't their ace. That's a big problem. But I think for this team and this organization, you know, when you're trying to thread a needle with the limited money you have, when you miss, it gets amplified. And when you couple that with, well, we need these farmhands to deliver. It's a lot of pressure to throw on people, throw on kids, frankly. I do question the hitting development because now I'm seeing too much from a Gabriel Arias and I think Manzardo's had a good year from the home run column, no doubt. But when I look at this team and when I watch some of these guys, you know, Brian Rocchio had to be sent down at one point. John Kenzie Noel, that has not stuck at all. When I look at some of these guys that have come up through the farm, come up through the developmental system, it's pretty clear the Guardians have a hitting development problem. Because offensively, this team and this organization feels extremely limited right now.
John, great stuff, buddy. I really can't believe you went at JP like that. Ken Carmen, too. It was rough, but I support you. And I said, you know, you always go viral. We appreciate that. Be good, bud.
Three-win Wilson at it again.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. John Fanta on the fan hotline.
Like three-win Wilson,
though. You feel pretty foolish when they have three wins this season. We got more on the Gardos in the Bybee vote standoff. We got to get to the Guardians also put out their schedule, but we've got Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up at 4:30. Reaction to the Browns and what John had to say about the Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.